special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Fire from the cannons. When the smoke clears, we're still standing.
Stand our ground.
Fire from the cannons.
All right, folks. Guess what? It's that time again. Following up on the heels of the great, the immortal, the unbelievable JD. Man, he makes it hard to compete. He does. He's got a great show. JD, thumbs up, buddy. High fives. Great show. Oh, man. JD mentioned, I'm going to hit it again because... First of all, I love you guys, and I want you to know that the Pac-Man and the Rev show is coming to you live. Now, I am Pac. No, I'm not. I'm the Rev, okay?
No, you're Rev.
I'm Rev. Hey, one of the problems with getting old, JD, is... some days you wake up and I look over and I have to ask my wife... Who are you? Yes.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rust.
Yeah, some days, that's it. And anyway, I got to tell you this. Pac is not here, but Pac is going to call in. And sometime during the show, because he can't be on the whole show, his son is doing... intramural basketball tournament, and his son is a great basketball player. It's a formal intramural league. It's not real loosely run. It's everybody's game scheduled, and they swept their last set of games, and now so they've actually gone through the playoffs, the first preliminary, but I guess they've got other sets of playoffs that they're going to, and so I'm really proud of him, and I miss him when he's not here, because he's really the heart. He's the heartbeat of the Pac-Man and the Rev show. It's really just a Pac-Man show. And the Rev fills a seat. But let's start off with a couple of things I got to do. First of all, I'm doing my shout-outs here. And number one shout-out, first and foremost, is my lovely wife, Cheryl. What a phenomenal person. She's been making me nervous lately. And I have a guest here in studio with me, and his name is Eric Williams, and he is my bud. Eric's part of our I met Eric, a year and a half ago at least, but it's part of the survival training class, and he comes to every class, every single training class, every other week he's at the class, even though he's been through it three, four times, but... here's the deal. The classes are never the same. And now it's gotten to the point where it's like family, isn't it, Bud?
Yes, sir.
It is. It's kind of like family. And so shout out to the other people from the class, is Karen and Deb, of course. Deb is not here today. She was going to be drug in here too, but she's out looking for a place to live. You know, all my friends live on the street. You know, she won't appreciate that if she's listening. But yeah, Deb has a brand new puppy. Oh, he is so cute. I'm telling you, he's a shepherd pup. And he's just starting to grow out of the puppy look, but he's got black toes, and they're just hilarious. It's like toenail polish on the dog, but he's so cute. And last picture I got, Eric, you shared it with me. He was great. He's got a floppy ear in one of the pictures. And I don't know if they grow out of that with shepherds or if they all start up. But it's hard to look really vicious when you got a floppy ear, you know? Oh, man. How old is that pup, do you know?
Oh, Deb, you have to text in. I can't remember. When did we pick him up? About 5-6 weeks ago? He was 8 weeks old, so.
Okay, so he's about 13 weeks, yeah. Something like that. He'll be a puppy for another year and a half, really. I think they're considered puppies till they're up about two. He'll be a juvenile, you know, an adolescent dog. And watch out, because when they're adolescents, you got to hide the pillows. You got to hide all the pillows in the house but this dog is so well behaved. I got to share this with you because it's unbelievable to me. He came to the last training class. And, you know, she put out a coat or a blanket that he's familiar with, and she said, lay down. And he laid down on that blanket and never moved the entire training class. I never saw anything like it because, you know, normally pup would be just up and about tearing you apart. But what a great dog. What a great dog.
Havoc.
Yeah.
Havoc.
Yeah, that describes a normal juvenile or puppy. I think he's going to be a big dog.
He is going to be a big boy.
Yeah, he's just...
His sire, that is a specimen. He is gorgeous. That's a $20,000 dog.
Wow. Wow. I'm not even worth that much, you know? I mean, so anyway, I might as well bring this up right now because you folks, JD mentioned it, but I'm going to hit it again because it's Cinco de Mayo weekend in Johnstown, Colorado, and they have got, the streets are lined with tents, pop-ups, and they got food carts up and down the street, and food trucks, and, you know, it's an event, it's an annual event. I think this is the fourth annual this year, but I came last year and the year before because I have to, first of all, plan to come. But second of all, plan that you're going to have to park about two blocks away. Okay, and these aren't huge blocks here or anything, but it's always a shock because I can't remember from one year to the next when it's going to be again. And here I am, this road's closed coming into town. What's going on? And so you get routed around, and you come down another road, and it's closed. And then pretty soon you realize, okay, it's Cinco de Mayo. I don't know the history of Cinco de Mayo, but it's, do you?
It's May 5th.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Let's see, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, that's the fifth, yeah. So it's something to do not so much with the Independence Day as it was just a celebration that they annually celebrated in Mexico. Well, now it's spread to the U.S. because, quite frankly, in the U.S., you can't have enough holidays, you know? So we got to have another holiday. So anyway, Cinco de Mayo. So come on down to Johnstown. Man, have fun. All right, folks, we're going to hit our first break here. Stick with us. KHNC, station 1360 on the AM dial. Be right back.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 to 8 foot tall spring snow cordless crabapple trees now $199.99 each. 3-year-old 2 to 3 foot Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $326. Old fashioned peony bushes now $59.99 with 10 colors to choose from. Now through Mother's Day. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The KHNC live text line is open. Text questions or comments to 877-536-1360.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Coming back at you. Okay. All right. I just got a text message. And, okay. What do you call four Latinos in a sinking boat? Cuatro cinco. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. That's not mine. That was a texter. Don't blame me.
No.
So, Cinco de Mayo here in town, and it is, so think about this. Here's your opportunity to get out of mowing the lawn this morning or this afternoon. Because, after all, it's a civic duty to attend local events. So, you know, we blast out, man, I mean, our coverage is enormous. We cover northern Colorado and a little tiny bit down into Denver. And but, you know, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and all the northern territory. It's, excuse me. So, it's Cinco de Mayo today. Celebration. Actually, it's tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. You know, you got to keep the rev online. So, okay. So, Eric, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Friend. What do you think everything's going on? Tell me your favorite news topic right now that's crazy.
My favorite or the one that
either
worries
one.
Me?
Either one.
Oh, H.R. 6090.
Okay, H.R. 6090, that's a bill in Congress.
Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
Okay.
It passed the House. Passed the House with 320 to 91.
So what basically, give me the shorthand of what that bill will do.
It's so vague. It's a bill that
you're doing good, buddy. You're doing good.
It's a censorship bill.
Okay. So, meaning that they can shut you down for just speaking your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak your opinion, and you can get shut down. You know, that's basically, it sounds like it's a totally anti-First Amendment bill.
Totally anti-First Amendment bill. Anything could be defined as anti-Semitic with the wording of this bill.
It could expand out to any group or any nationality of people based on how loosely it's worded. They can apply it to anything,
including the New Testament.
Including the New Testament, because the New Testament would be considered anti-Semitic.
Yep.
Based on some people, it's not. It's not, obviously. Yeah, you realize, folks, just how ridiculous that is when you think about the fact that the entire Bible, in one way or another, all pointed to the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, and including Jesus himself, who was a Jew. So the concept that the Bible could be considered anti-Semitic, you would really have to stretch that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure would.
Yeah, I mean, anyway.
They need to get rid of the Bible, and this is a step forward for them.
In your opinion, who are they?
Who are they? The controllers.
The controllers. Yeah, the people who are in charge of everything. And by the way, folks, you want to send a comment in, 877-536-1360 is the text line. 877-536-1360. Send me a text. It'll come up on our screen here. Excuse me, and we'll read it. We'll read it online. And I might even say your first name, but it doesn't always show that. So it'll just be a text message from, and then some of these on here, I can't even read them. But, keep the profanity down, folks. So anyway, all right, so Cinco de Mayo, and we've established now that in the views of some people, the Bible is anti-Semitic. That's, you gotta work to stretch something that far, right? You just gotta work. That's like saying a dog breeder is anti-dog. I'm breeding these dogs because I hate them. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So anyway, send me a text. Let me know what's going on in your world. If you got something that needs to be talked about, send it to me in a text and we'll bring it up. So, all right. We've covered that. And I wrote this date down, May 27th, 2024. Do you know why I wrote that down?
Why?
I don't know. I'm asking you. What's going on? Eric, I'm so glad you're sitting here. Because otherwise people would probably be listening to dead air right now. And that's the curse of death when you're at a radio station. So, so you went to the new Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell me about that.
Amazing. It is really impressive.
And they're not even paying for this, right?
No.
We're giving Buc-ee's a shout out. Where's it at?
It's right on I-25 on the west side at Highway 66.
Okay. All right. So it's just outside of Loveland.
Yeah.
Okay. And
my first thought was, who got the mechanical and plumbing bid for this place? Because there are hundreds of sinks, urinals, toilets. The bathrooms are enormous. 127 gas pumps.
Wow.
The fire suppression system is just... incredible.
That alone was an enormous contract.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, 127 gas pumps. How many parking spaces?
Oh, that place just goes on and on for acres.
Acres. Yeah, and so you went there, and the parking lot was absolutely full?
Absolutely full.
And by the grace of God, what happened?
Somebody pulled out right by the front entrance. So
just as you were cruising down. Yep. Well, it sounds like a place that the Rev's going to have to take his lady to, because I've seen it. I drive by it. Man, it's been open now for, what, 3-4 months? Or a little longer, but...
got a big barbecue pit right in the center. The place smells so good when you walk in.
Oh, man. Okay, so... it sounds like we have a caller. And go ahead and bring the caller in, J.D. All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. You guys are doing a fine job. I am affectionately known on K-Talk as Chris the Window Washer.
Okay.
And I call in. You've heard me call in, I'm sure. I usually call into the Half a Cup of Joe show.
Right.
But you have to understand now, when these protests against Jewish supremacy in the Middle East were starting to stir a lot of attention, I thought, okay, there's something going on here, because the people who are running the show at the very top are all Jewish. Now, why would they do something that seems contradictory to their interests? And now we know why. All these protests were to garner sympathy for the Jewish nation, and now they're going to stifle our free speech, and it's not going to just be applied to people who are against the genocide of the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. It's going to be against Christians. You have to understand, the people who control the Federal Reserve are all Jewish bankers. The people at BlackRock, Larry Fink and the gang, they're all Jewish. And they do have a political / religious agenda, and it is not Christian in nature. It's the opposite of that. And I know that's very blunt, and yet that might take some of your callers or your listeners by surprise, but it is nonetheless true. You've got to look at AIPAC, the biggest lobbyist in Washington, D.C., American-Israeli Political Action Committee. That's all Jewish. And just ask Cynthia McKinney, who didn't sign the pledge. I don't know if you're familiar with that name. She was a congresswoman from the state of Georgia. She didn't sign the pledge to support Israel unconditionally. She was a one-term congressperson. She never was able to raise enough money for her reelection campaign.
Okay, so that
this
was... what was the vote on that? It was like 400 and something to one. And she was the only...
This
Go ahead.
Well, she's been out. She's been out for years. I'm not sure what the legislation you're referring to that she was opposed to. The Israeli pledge is to all congressmen of both House and Senate to guarantee that they'll get the Jewish money their next election cycle. So they can last one election cycle, but the next time around, they won't get nearly as much money as their opponents. Because right. The majority of money comes from Jewish-controlled organizations and corporations. So who's really in charge of this country?
Yeah, well, you know, whoever is the ruling elite, and the ruling elite in many ways is just simply the upper inner circle, and I'm not in it. What was that George Carlin said? It's a big club, and you ain't in it. Yeah. All right, caller. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it. Perfect sense. Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right. So I did get a text message. It says, Rev, Bucky's is actually down the street from you guys on Highway 60, not 66. And, yeah, okay. We got it. That's cool.
My bad.
No problem. And, it doesn't. Eric, we float pretty loose here, buddy, on the Pac-Man and Rev show. So hopefully we'll get that call. There's a text message here from the other day about if the Bible is made illegal in Congress, what would our Supreme Court and House members do? And that's an older text. That's a couple days old. That was from Cinco Dos. Mayo Dos. May 2nd. I'm not Spanish, folks. But years ago when I sold, I always had a booth. They had a permanent store at Mile High Flea Market. You know where that is. And a permanent store, meaning I didn't have a building, but I did have a container. And I was absolutely fluent in counting in Spanish. You know, like 25, 50, you know, and 'cause you had to be able to count in Spanish. All right, folks, we're going to break. Wow, we're halfway through the show. We will be back in a couple of minutes. Hang in there. Don't change that dial.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Wedding Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
We're back. J.D., sometimes you got to, we need to put an electroshock thing in this chair because, whatever. Anyway, I did get a text. Let's see. Was the Israeli operative that helped to blow up the Marine barracks in something Netanyahu is still secret? And okay, good question. Who was it, first of all? And why is he still secret? And if they're an ally and they blew up the Marine barracks, and wasn't that killed 13, Eric, or something like that?
Something like that.
Anyway, that... It was a, you know, just a absolute, when you think about it, that, you know, that was day one of the Biden administration when he took office and immediately said, we're leaving Afghanistan, and he left all those people high and dry. All those people, was that back then, or did that predate that? I don't recall.
I don't remember.
I got to tell you folks about something. This, long story short, one of the women in our training class, and I'll just call her Deb, because everybody else calls her Deb. And but she shows up in class, and she's got this box of cards. And this box of cards is exactly reminiscent of what's that game everyone plays? That, you know, it's a board game. You move your way around it. You pull a card and you read it.
Trivial Pursuit.
Jeez. Okay, that's it. Just lock me up. Put a collar on me. Electroshock collar. And so it's a box of cards like Trivial Pursuit. And what it is... there's 300 cards in the box. And I guess this is just actually the first of many in their series. But and these cards, I'll give you an example. There's all different topics within the box, like emergency preparedness basics. That's one. Another one is government. Next one is economic collapse and bank run is one of the categories. And so all these cards, let's see, here's another one, World War III. Well, okay, you guys know, like, I'm a hardcore prepper. Okay, Eric, you're a hardcore prepper. Okay. Going to have Eric read this card. What's the title of the card, first of all?
Terrorism, Violence, and Thought Crimes.
Okay, what's the card say?
On February 18th, 2029, in Boston, Massachusetts, a large-scale EMP attack disables our power grid, plunging the city into darkness and chaos. As temperatures plummet, you find a man, a woman, and two small children breaking into your home, to seek shelter from the freezing cold. They have no other means of survival, but you know that letting them in might compromise your own family's safety. Would you let them in or turn them away?
Okay, and that's the crux of the entire game. So you kind of end up role-playing into the future. And as you answer this question, the scenarios are designed to be as real as possible, but they all take place in the future. And that's what's cool about it is there's no right or wrong answer. You talk about what you would do in this scenario, and everybody's answer would be a little bit different. Well, I'd offer them shelter, you know, out in my shed. You know, I've got a nice shed, and I just finished insulating it, and it's got a little heater for when I work. That kind of a thing, you know. And so, anyway, these cards, all 300 of them are different. Excuse me. Every single one of them is designed with a scenario based on the primary topic that I said. Emergency preparedness basics. That's one of the categories. And go ahead and read that card, Eric.
This one just says, come up with your own stressful emergency preparedness scenario that you wouldn't want to live through.
Ooh, that you wouldn't want to live through. That's pretty serious. So in other words, this particular one is saying, give me a worst case. You might have a dozen of them, but a scenario that someone might not want to live through. Well, for some people that might be, we've had such total societal collapse, and my family are victims. They have not passed through the crisis, and so now I'm left alone, and I just not sure I want to go on, so to speak. And you know that this game is designed to make you put your thinking cap on, and the name of it, okay, that's going to be the next thing. What's the name of that? It's called Are You Ready for WROL, which stands for A World Without the Rule of Law. So we'll read a few more there, but what it is, the whole concept here is, what if? What do you do? What would you do? Where are you going? How are you going to do it? And, you know, if you're a prepper, you're probably partially at least prepared for some of this. But what happens if you're not a prepper? What happens if tomorrow we end up in World War III? You know, that's a very real thing now, Eric. I mean, are you prepared for World War III? What say you, buddy?
I'm better off than the next guy, I think, but you're never as prepared as you want to be.
That's right. Think about that. Take even just a minor circumstance, like you're on day 3 and your heat still isn't on, and it's in the middle of January. There's literally frost on the insides of your windows. What are you going to do? You know, what are you ready for that? And you know, to a lot of people today, that's not something that they mentally work through. That, you know, I don't know a lot of people out there, but that's what we do in our class, right? We take circumstances. Eric's nodding, and I just want you to know that nodding does not translate well on the radio. It's good on TV screens, but so when we teach these classes, and we have our next class next Saturday, next Saturday. And all right, we're going to go to break. I'll come back and we'll continue talking about the next class. All right, Eric, I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
The KHNC live text line is open. Text questions or comments to 877-536-1360.
Blame the heart for the hurting. Blame the hurting on the heart. Blame the dark on the devil. Blame the devil on the dark. Blame the ex for the drinking.
All right, folks, we are back. Pac-Man and the Rev Show. The Rev is doing it without the pack, unless he's called in. I don't think he's called in yet. So he's left us out here to dry. But thankfully, I roped my buddy Eric in to coming in, and he's my moral support, even though sometimes he's a little quiet. You know, he's not always talking, but...
Got me out of mowing the lawn today.
There you go. Okay. This is... I'm going to read one of these cards just so you get an idea. This is a different category. This is called World War III, and this is scenario number... All the cards are numbered. So this is scenario number 18 in the World War III card pack. It starts out, you are the leader of a community in Miami, Florida that is caught in the middle of World War III. What can trigger World War III? Okay, we've already, haven't we already had the both the Chinese and the Russians thumping their chest?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they, and do you think they love us? Do you think those two nations love us? Huh?
Good Lord.
We're supposed to have the most number of nuclear weapons in the world, and but the Chinese and the Russians together have more, and they've already, you know, they've already talked like they wanna blow us up. Why is that? We're good people, you know.
Well, the last three Chinese defense ministers have said on record that they need America for its resources, and they have no intention of co-occupation.
Co-occupation. So, in other words, they would have to eliminate the people.
Yep.
But not necessarily the infrastructure.
Yep.
Well, you folks know what kind of nuclear weapon that is?
Or race-based bioweapons.
Oh, man. See, I didn't even go there in my head because that's so hideous. So, that would explain why China and Russia have more bio labs than, what is there? There was 13, 14 bio labs in Ukraine, yeah, all by itself. And so you've got countries that have developed a ethnic-specific bioweapon. What would be an example of that? Let me think. How about a disease that predominantly affects black people only? Sickle cell anemia, for example. It's extremely dangerous. How about a form of malaria that only infects Latinos? Or something like that. You know, so there's ethnically specific bioweapons. So, okay, let me finish reading this card. Excuse me. All right. So you're the leader of a community in Miami, Florida, that is caught up in the middle of World War III. The enemy military has surrounded your town. The enemy offers to spare your town if you surrender and allow them to use it as their military base. But your own military wants you to fight them off with all you have, threatening prison sentences against anyone who surrenders. From what you can see, the odds of you winning stand at 50-50. But surely some of your group, some of your family, some of your best friends, you have a chance, a 50-50 chance you're going to die if you choose to fight. What do you do in that situation? And so that's, wow. What do you do, Eric? What's your choice?
I have to think about that.
Yeah, and it's going to, every decision, whether you decide you're going to resist or not resist, the implications will be phenomenal. I mean, think about that. So you decide you're not going to resist. You're essentially going to be a slave, right?
Yep.
You're going to be a slave to the other team. And you're going to be providing aid and comfort to the enemy, clearly, which is a treasonous event in the United States. A treasonous event. If you provide aid and comfort to the enemy, you can actually be executed. That's, you know, every soldier in the military knows that rule. That's, but it applies to the civilians, too. So you help them, you can be executed. If you don't help them, yet you're probably, you're going to be maybe killed. You're going to die for your decision. So that's almost a no-win scenario. I don't know. Is there?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. That's World War III. And let's see where, if I can get this card back in. All right, that was number 17. There's number 18. Okay, so this game, this box of cards that you do role play with, be a pretty fascinating way to spend an evening with some friends, or you know, you might want to make them people you know just a little bit better, so because you could be considered pretty radical just for even buying this.
Yep.
And I'm just going to let you know, my buddy Eric, we saw these cards a week ago for the first time, and Eric said, I got to have that. And the class wasn't even over. And he had already ordered them. Where do you order them from? Who did you order
from? I just got mine on Amazon.
That's where I got mine. And because he's a Prime member, okay? I'm not Amazon Prime, but he is. He got them. He ordered them in class, and they were on his porch the next morning. The next morning. So I ordered them on Sunday or Monday, and I didn't get them till Thursday. But, okay, we're going to go to break, folks. We're going to be back. We got two short segments coming. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. Choose from thousands of easy-to-haul carry-out sized trees, including 3-year-old 7- to 8-foot-tall Autumn Blaze maple trees, now only $139.99. 6- to 8-foot-tall Fall Fiesta sugar maple, now $229.99. And 6- to 8-foot Greenspire linden trees, now only $139.99. Now through Mother's Day. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All aboard!
All right, we're back. Man, we got one segment left, and it's not even going to be a long one. This, I'm telling you, folks, it goes so fast. Eric, read that next card. I want to give a little more flavor to what this is all about.
Okay. In the wake of a devastating cyber attack on November 9th, 2028, the electrical grid in New York City has been crippled, causing a massive citywide blackout. Fearing the unrest that might follow, the government has confiscated all privately owned generators. You own a generator that you've managed to keep hidden, but your elderly neighbor with critical medical equipment needs power to survive. Would you risk exposing your generator to keep your neighbor alive or protect your own family's interests?
That's a great question, and one of the topics that I'm actually covering, I've already written part of next week's urban survival training class, is on how to soundproof your generator. And it's a simple process. I'll give you a hint right now. If you build up a wall around it, you can use loose bricks, you can use dirt, clay. You can't restrict airflow. You still need air to get to the generator to cool it, and it's got to have air to run. But if you build a berm around it, you dig a berm, you can put the generator in a few inches deep, so it's in the ground just a little bit, but not enough to restrict airflow because you still got to allow air to rise out. The other one is the venerable pool noodle, because generators don't just make noise from the combustion engine, they vibrate. And actually, about half of the noise you hear is the vibration. Now, you can own one of these fancy inverter generators, which is nearly silent when they run. But If you mount your generator, set it on a set of 10 or 12 pool noodles that you've cut in half. So it only takes about 6 noodles or 5 noodles, and then you've made a base of that foam. The pool noodle foam is pool noodle foam is closed cell foam. If you'll notice, the pool noodles never get waterlogged. They never sink. So, but they're incredible shock absorbers. So you build this platform that the generator is actually sitting on, like I said, about 5 pool noodles cut in half, and it sits on top of them, the frame does, and all vibration is gone. The pool noodles absorb the vibration. So then all you have to do is soundproof it, and you can do that, like I said, by digging a hole, or you cut open a large cardboard box and set it around it, not so tight that the whole purpose, folks, is you're not going to make that generator totally silent, but you'll silence it enough that the sound won't get through your fence, you know, you're into your neighbor's yard. But just remember this, the bad guys are going to cruise the neighborhoods, and they're going to listen, and they're going to look for noise.
It's a suppressor, not a silencer.
There you go. Oh, that's it. That's it. It's a suppressor, stupid, not a silencer. Yeah, you know, it's like how many. Hey, remember Joe Biden's comment the other day? I mean, my God, how many clips does your gun need to hold? You know, and I just thought, see. Ignorant people shouldn't talk about topics they don't know anything about because you show everyone else how stupid you are. Right, Joe? All right, folks. That's the sound. We're at the end of the show. I love you guys. I want to thank you for tuning in. 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. Next show coming up.